Today on Gardening in a Minute, how vines climb. Vines can be split into three basic groups based on how they climb: clinging, twining, and sprawling. Clinging vines use specialized organs to hold onto structures. Grapevines and crossvines use their tendrils to help them climb, while English ivy and creeping fig have adhesive rootlets. Twining vines like Confederate jasmine and coral honeysuckle rely on a different method, twisting their stems around upright supports. They may need a little help from you if you want them to find their way along fences or trellises. Finally, sprawling vines have long stems but no means of attachment. Without help, they may grow in an ever-expanding mound. Bougainvillea is a popular example of a sprawling vine that can be trained up trellises. For more information about how vines climb, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, trees for fall color. Florida's not known for its spectacular autumn leaf displays, but it does have several wonderful trees that you can plant for great fall color. Sweet gum and red maple trees are two of the showiest trees during the fall and early winter in Florida. Both will turn a brilliant shade of yellow, orange, red, or even burgundy as the seasons change. Our native bald cypress is another great tree to consider. Its feathery foliage turns from soft green to a deep shade of gold or bronze. Bradford pear trees are also known for their bright red color, but they often suffer from broken branches and are usually short-lived. Start planting the right trees now, and you could be enjoying great fall color in years to come. For more information about trees for fall color and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, maintaining the vegetable garden. Once you've planted your vegetable garden, your work isn't done. Vegetable gardens require regular maintenance. Even if your garden is mulched, some weeds will always grow. Check often for weeds and pull them as you see them. Inspect your garden every day or two for pests, including the undersides of the leaves and on the stems. Hand pull and crush any critters you find, or use a gentle horticultural soap. Stake tall or vining plants to provide support and conserve space. Groom the garden by removing unhealthy leaves or, if needed, entire plants. You can fill the empty spaces throughout the season with fresh seeds and transplants. And of course, don't forget to water and fertilize so that your garden will continue to provide a bountiful harvest. For more information about vegetable gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cilantro. Cilantro is a bright green, flat-leaved herb that's often used in Latin American and Southeast Asian cooking. It can add a fresh flavor to many dishes, including salsa. Its flavor is similar to parsley, though it's a bit more tangy. Many people love the taste of cilantro, but some people describe it as tasting like soap. If you want to grow cilantro in your garden, you can start it from seed or purchase transplants. In Florida, it's best to grow cilantro in fall and winter, since it tends to flower and go to seed in hot weather. And here's a fun fact. Technically, cilantro is the same herb as coriander. When the leaves of the plant are used as a seasoning, it's known as cilantro. When the seeds are used, it's called coriander. For more information about cilantro and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter annuals. In Florida, we're lucky to have flowers throughout the year, and certain annuals that are usually planted during the summer in other places can be planted in the winter here. Add organic matter and controlled-release fertilizer to the planting bed for best success. Place winter annuals in full sun and water thoroughly after planting. For striking visuals and biggest impact, limit the varieties and colors of flowering plants you choose. Popular winter annuals include pansies and violas, both of which have edible flowers. Deadheading or removing the old blooms will keep them setting new buds. Snapdragons, petunias, and alyssum are other popular winter choices. Check out University of Florida recommended plant lists to help you choose the best cool season annuals. For more information about winter annuals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.